Hi, my name is Habib Haydarian, and I'm a program manager on the .NET team. Today, I'd like to share with you an overview of the next version of .NET, our roadmap, as well as our initiatives around open source and cross-plat. Going forward, there are three key areas in .NET that we plan to invest in, which focus on innovation, open source, and cross-platform. With innovation, we want to ensure that we continue to invest in .NET to make sure that we have the best of breed development environment as well as application platform. With open source, we continue our journey to open source the framework, which started with ASP.NET MVC. And also we now have open sourced not only the core libraries, but also the runtime as well. With CrossPlat, we continue to collaborate with our great partners such as Xamarin and Unity on the client side to make sure that developers can build great applications using .NET for iOS and Android, but also through ASP.NET 5 and .NET Core 5, we now will have a brand new offering which allows developers to build server-side applications that run on Linux. Let's start with .NET 2015. .NET 2015 is the next generation of .NET. This release encompasses several new innovations that improve developer productivity and enhance application performance. .NET 2015 builds on the advancements available in .NET 4.5, 4.5.1, and 4.5.2 to deliver a highly compatible platform for building applications for the mobile-first, cloud-first world. One of the key areas of focus in the next generation of .NET is really improving the device experience for .NET apps. With the Universal App Project, we will enable developers to build apps that run across their Windows devices. Furthermore, we are introducing a new pre-compilation story called .NET Native that makes apps faster and more responsive. In a nutshell, .NET Native is the new pre-compilation story that offers the performance of C++ with the developer productivity of C#. .NET Native builds up on the compiler in the cloud technology that brought the performance benefits of automatic pre-compilation to Windows Phone 8 apps. It enables a converged .NET experience across all devices. Also, in our tests, popular Windows Store apps showed up to 60% improvement in startup times and substantial lowering of memory usage. An example here is Wordament, who saw a significant gains by leveraging .NET Native. At the heart of the new advances in .NET 2015 are a new set of innovations that span across the .NET platform and the different application types. Specifically, the .NET compiler platform, codenamed Roslyn, is a new version of the C# and VB compilers, which is a completely open developer platform. In addition to being open source, the .NET compiler platform opens up brand new possibilities for delivering rich IDE experiences, such as new immersive refactoring experiences, code analysis, and code-aware frameworks. Let's now look at .NET Framework 4.6. .NET Framework 4.6 is the next version of .NET Framework, a highly compatible in-place replacement for .NET 4, 4.5, as well as future versions. There are many great features in .NET Framework 4.6, which you can use today. These range from new WPF features to a brand new JIT compiler, which is codenamed RealJIT, as well as productivity enhancements in Visual Studio. A few examples of these advancements are WPF improvements, better support for high DPI for Windows forms. It also includes the next generation JIT compiler, which is a 64-bit JIT compiler and is enabled by default for 64-bit processes. Language innovation is another area that we've invested in heavily in this release of .NET. In this release, there are several new C# and VB language features that help reduce boilerplate code and clutter in everyday code, and encourage a more declarative style of programming and bring the two languages even closer together. .NET 2015 also represents a significant leap forward in how web applications and services are deployed and developed. The next version of ASP.NET delivers a modern, composable server-side stack for easily building fast, scalable web applications and cloud services. From ground up, ASP.NET 5 is designed for the cloud, such that it is easily managed, it's scalable, with high availability and easy to monitor and diagnose. For developers, ASP.NET 5 represents a significant productivity boost as it greatly reduces the edit compile debug cycle by using an in-memory compilation model. This friction-free development model allows developers to rapidly experiment with their code and try out new ideas, which is a hallmark of the web-style development paradigm. ASP.NET 5 also introduces cross-platform support, enabling developers to build apps from Windows and Mac and deploy their apps to Windows and Linux environments. Open source is one of the fundamentals of .NET going forward. This is a natural progression of our open source efforts, which already covers the compilers, including C#, VB, and F#, as well as ASP.NET. In fact, we have several examples out there, including Entity Framework, ASP.NET MVC, and SignalR that have already been open sourced. With .NET 2015, this takes us to the next level by extending our open source model to .NET Core, libraries, and runtime. In addition to the compiler platform and ASP.NET, we have also open sourced the full .NET Core runtime for the server, including things like the garbage collector and the JIT compiler. We have also open sourced the .NET Core framework with all the libraries needed to create server-side applications. Bringing it all together, this means that you as a developer now have a full open source stack, which includes the compilers, the runtime, and all the libraries for creating server-side and cloud applications. Here is a chart that describes our open source efforts up to this point. We have chosen GitHub as our default open source collaboration platform, and so far we've seen a tremendous uptake by the community. We're seeing a lot of pull requests from various developers out there, and also we contribute to share our plans, our designs, as well as our documentation on GitHub. And you can expect a lot more of that going forward. With .NET 2015, we will continue to work with our great partners such as Xamarin and Unity to enable developers to build applications for iOS and Android. But we will also provide developers the ability to build server-side applications for Linux. With .NET Core, developers continue to enjoy the productivity of Visual Studio as it provides first-class support for deploying .NET apps to Linux environments, including Docker, as well as the ability to remotely debug .NET apps running on Linux. Also, for developers who use an Apple Mac for development, they can edit, compile, and debug their .NET code on their Mac using their favorite editor and remotely deploy it to their Linux environment. With that, I'd like you to thank you for watching this presentation. Here are a few resources where you can get in contact with us and also find out more about .NET 2015. Thank you.